Dear God, we thank you for the privilege to come and worship you today.
亲爱的主，我们很感谢我们今天可以有这样的荣幸能到你面前来敬拜。
As we look at your word this morning, would you speak to us?
我们今天早上要读你的话语，就求你对我们心说话。
Would you help us to hear your voice?
就求你让我们能够听到你的声音。
And to draw us closer to you.
让我们能够更亲近你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。Amen.
I'm going to look at several scriptures this morning, and I want to start in Genesis 3.
那我今天要看读到几处圣经，我打算从创世纪第三章开始。
Adam and Eve, and it says, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
那 这一段第三章的第八节里讲到，这个亚当和他的妻子听见耶和华的声音，那时候天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走。
Try to imagine what that was like.
你能想象一下当时的情景吗？
This perfect garden.
这么一个完美的一个花园。
None of the weeds that you have to pull in Florida.
一点杂草也没有，不像佛罗里达这样子。
No pain, no trouble.
没有痛苦，没有麻烦。
And perfect fellowship between God and man.
神跟人之间是一个完美的和谐。
And the picture that we get in Genesis 3.Is in the evening, God and Adam and Eve just walking through the garden.
那个这个创世纪第三章描绘的图画是，就是天将黑的时候，然后起了凉风。这个亚当和夏娃在园中行走。
It doesn't tell us. I'm sorry. It doesn't tell us what they talked about.
虽然没有讲说他们之间在聊什么。
But I doubt that all of their conversations were deep theological discussions.
我猜，但是他们不会讲神学的很这个深奥的神学问题。
I can kind of imagine Adam's been taking care of the plants that day.
我更可以想象说白天的时候可能亚当在这个园里看护这些植物。
And maybe he says, you know, you wouldn't believe this beautiful, beautiful flower over in the corner there.
他很有可能跟他妻子讲说，你知道我今天在那边看到一个花真的是特别特别的美。
It's just beautiful.
你都想象不到的。
And God laughs and says, yeah, I know, I made it.
哦、那也可能是神会 跟他回答，就笑起来说，那我当然知道了， 我自己创造的。
Maybe Eve mentioned some fruit she had at lunch and she says, God, please don't let us run out of this. This is really good.
有可能那个夏娃就跟神说，那个我中午吃到那个果子真的特别好吃，你可千万别让它这个没有了。
They were friends.
他们就是在朋友在聊天。
The conversation
他们之间那个谈话
of people who enjoy each other's company.
就像我们之间朋友之间坐在一起的聊天一样。
That's hard for us to imagine.
我们可能很难想象跟神是这样的关系。
When we pray, everything is very formal and these and thous.
我们祷告的时候都是 很正经很严肃的，都是主啊神啊。
Because sin has damaged our relationship with God.
为什么呢？是因为罪已经破坏了我们跟神之间的关系。
But for Adam and Eve, the relationship was perfectly natural.
但是在那个时候，亚当和夏娃跟神之间的关系是非常自然美好的。
But I stopped at the first part of verse 8.
那这个第八节我只读了一部分。
Because in this verse, something has changed.
就在同一节往后看，事情发生了变化。
Adam and Eve have disobeyed God.
亚当和夏娃违背了神的意志。
And at the end of the verse, it says they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God.
那这个第八节后面就讲到说，他们听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。
When my children were young, it was before 911.
那大概在911之前，我的孩子还很小。
And so you could come right up to the gate at the West Palm Beach Airport.
那个时候你送飞机、接飞机都可以直接到登机口的。
And I would fly home from a trip.
那有一次我出门回来，飞回家。
And there they would be waiting to meet me when I got off the plane.
那我一出登机口就应该就能看到他们在那里等我们。
Usually with a very important question.
通常呢，他们都会问一个很重要的问题。
Daddy, what did you bring us?
就会问你给我们带什么回来啦。
But I can remember at least one time getting off the plane.
那我记得至少有那么一次，我从飞机上下来。
And there was Sue.
那这个我太太就在那儿。
And Stacy and Austin were clear over in the corner.
那我的儿子女儿在远远的在另外一个角落。
Something had gone wrong while I was away.
那我不在家的时候肯定出了什么事儿了。
They had disobeyed.
显然他们没有听妈妈的话。
And they really were not excited for me to come home.
所以我回家来说，对他们并不是一个好消息。
And on this day, when God steps down into the garden,
所以就在那一天，当神到园中行走的时候
，instead of running to meet him,
亚当和夏娃并没有冲上去。
Adam and Eve are hiding far away.
他们俩就像那个孩子一样，就躲在远远的角落里。
The fellowship with God is broken.
他们跟神之间的一个关系破了。
They're driven out of this beautiful garden.
他们后来被赶出了这个美丽的花园。
And from that time on, everything is different.
而从那一时刻开始，一切都变了。
Now instead of a beautiful garden, we live in a world of suffering and pain.
我们现在不再住在那个美丽的花园里，而是住在一个充满了痛苦和这个罪恶的世界里。
We live in a world where we feel separated from God.
我们生活的这个世界使我们感到我们与神是分离的。
But what I want you to see this morning is that God is not satisfied to leave things that way.
但是我今天早上想让你们看到的是，神并不愿意让事情就停留在那个状态。
He wants a close relationship with his people.
他想要的是跟他的百姓有一个很亲密的关系。
And he takes the initiative to make that happen.
而他所做的就是主动让这件事情来发生。
We sometimes do it differently.
我们通常不这样的。
Someone does something to offend us. They wrong us.
那有些人做了一些伤害我们的事情。
And we say, you know, they're the ones that's wrong.
我们就会说，明明是他的错。
It's up to them to come back to me and restore the relationship.
如果他们想要跟我恢复关系的话，他们就要先来向我道歉。
It's up to them to apologize.
他们要主动来做这个事情。
But what God does in the garden is to take the initiative, even though we're in the wrong.
但是神在那个时候所做的事情是，即便是人先犯了罪，神他自己主动来修补这个关系。
I have tried to preach to you over the last few months about drawing close to God.
那我之前的几个月一直在讲到的题目就是说怎样靠近神。
About being transformed into His image.
怎样能够更像他的形象。
But this morning I want to look from His perspective.
那今天早上我想换一个角度从他的方向来说。
Because God never says to us,
因为神从来没有这么跟我们说。
Being close to me is all about your efforts to serve me.
靠近他就是全在于你自己对服侍他这方面所做的努力。
God never says, if you work hard enough and do well enough, you can earn my love.
神也从来没有说，如果你努力，如果你拼命的话，你就可以挣得我对你的爱。
Instead, he says, "I love you."
他说的是什么？他说的是我爱你。
I want to know you.
我想认识你，了解你。
And I want a relationship with you like I had with Adam and Eve.
我希望能跟你的关系就像我曾经跟亚当夏娃那样的关系一样。
No matter how much you want to be close to God.
不管你自己心里有多想跟神亲近
I want you to see that he wants that intimacy far more than you do.
我想让你明白的是他比你更想跟他有亲密的关系
He is pursuing every one of us.
他在追求我们每一个人
Let me start in Hosea 2.
那我从那个何西阿第二章来看
A beautiful picture of God's heart.
在何西阿第二章能够让我们看到神的心意是怎样的。
This is a book of judgment on Israel that has left God.
何西阿这本书讲到的是就是以色列人在这个离开神之后他们所受到的审判。
But God says to Israel,
但是在这里面神对以色列说
I love you.
说我爱你。
You belong to me and I want to draw you back.
你是属于我的我想引你回来。
Hosea chapter 2 verse 14.
那何西阿书第二章第十四节。
God remembers the time when Israel was in the wilderness.
神回想起当以色列曾经在旷野的时候。
They are traveling from Egypt to Canaan.
他们那个时候要从埃及地到迦南去。
God remembers the time when they depended on him.
神就回忆起当那个时候以色列人是完全的依靠他的时候。
And so verse 14 he says, I will allure her, I will bring her into the wilderness, I will speak tenderly to her.
十四节说后来我必劝导她领她到旷野对她说安慰的话。
Verse 16, in that day declares the Lord, you will call me my husband.
耶和华说那日你必称我医师不再称呼我巴利
He says Israel has gone away from me
这个医师的意思可能就是丈夫那 耶和华说你以色列已经离开我了
She has been like an unfaithful wife
她就好像是一个不忠的妻子那样
But I'm going to speak to her words of beauty and love
但是我要对她说安慰的话对她说爱的语言
I'm going to win her heart again
我要赢得再次赢得她的心
Until the day comes when she says to me You are my husband
直到有一天她心甘情愿地跟我说你是我的丈夫
Verse 19 I will betroth you to me forever
第十九节我必聘你永远归我为妻
I will betroth you to me in righteousness in justice in steadfast love and mercy
以仁义公平慈爱怜悯聘你归我
I will betroth you to me in faithfulness
也以诚实聘你归我
You shall know the Lord
你就必认识我耶和华
This is a GodWho cares about his people?
这里的神让我们看到是一个真的是关爱他的百姓的神。
And he wants us to love him just as he loves us.
他也渴望我们爱他，就像他爱我们一样。
This is not the kind of God that the Greeks imagined.
这个不是这个希腊神话里的那些神。
A God who is far above us, just kind of looking down and unaffected.
那些神远远的在上面看着这个地上的芸芸众生并不 因为人的生命而受影响
This is a God who is intimately involved in our lives
这位神是一个跟我们非常亲近在各方面与我们相交的神
He is a God who risks loving us
这样的神他愿意爱我们愿意冒着危险来爱我们
Because love is risky
因为爱本身是带着危险性的
Love puts your heart in the hand of the one you love.
因为爱的意思就是说，你把你的心交在这个你所爱的人的手里。
They now have the power to hurt you.
现在他们有能力伤害你。
When I was in college, I drove a school bus.
那我在上大学的时候，我开校车。
And the bus route that I had was a bus route of autistic students.
那我那条开校车的路线是坐的学生是一些有这个自闭症的孩子。
And one day I drove to pick up a new student.
那有一天我开车去接一个新的学生。
And he got on the bus.
然后这个学生上车来了。
And he looks at me and he says, Mister, you are ugly.
他一上车看了我半天就说先生你长得好丑。
Do you think I started crying and weeping?
你觉得我当时是不是就伤心的直哭呢
No, I already knew it, for one thing.
那没有，因为我知道我确实是丑。
I don't like you, you're ugly.
这孩子说，所以我不喜欢你，你长太丑了。
And it didn't bother me at all, I just laughed.
对我来说一点都无所谓，我只是笑笑就好了。
Because I didn't know him.
因为我根本也不认识他。
It didn't matter.
一点关系也没有。
But you know, if after the message today,
那但是如果我今天讲完道之后
I go sit down,
我去坐下吃饭
and my wife turns to me and says,
或者我坐下去然后我的太太转过头来看我
Three things you should know.
有三件事情我想让你知道
Number one, that message was lousy.
第一你的信息很差劲
Number two, you really are ugly.
第二你确实是很丑
And I just don't like you very much.
然后我也不怎么特别喜欢你
That's going to hurt.
这个是会让我感到很伤受
伤害的。You see, love puts us at risk.
因为我们爱的时候，实际上我们是
敞开。The person can hurt us.
我们这样，我们所爱的对象就能够伤害我们。
And Hosea shows us a God.
在何西阿书里，让我们看到的是这样的神。
Who has given us the power to reject him and to hurt him.
他给了我们能够拒绝他，能够伤害他的这个能力。
You read Hosea this afternoon and you will hear the hurt of a God whose heart is broken.
如果你今天回家去读何西阿书的话，你会看到这样的一个神是一个伤心的神。
Who says, Israel, I loved you.
他说以色列啊，我那么的爱你。
I took care of you.
我一直照顾你。
You were my bride.
你是我的新娘。
How can you do this to me?
可是你却这样的对待我。
Hosea shows us a God who cares for us.
何西阿让我们看到的这个神是真的是对我们充满了爱和关心的神。
But I go back to Genesis 3.
那我如果回到
Adam and Eve
reject
God's love.
亚当和夏娃拒绝了神的爱。
They listened to Satan.
他们听了魔鬼的话。
And they say, we want something better than what God is giving us.
觉得说我们想要的东西比神给我们的东西要好。
And their close relationship with God is broken.
所以他们跟神那种亲密无间的关系破坏了。
But what I want you to see this morning is the rest of Scripture shows us a God who continues to pursue that relationship.
但是我今天要让你看到这个圣经里让给我们指出的经节都是神在一直不断的在追求这个跟神跟人之间和好的关系。
Adam and Eve are driven out of the garden.
啊，那个时候亚当和夏娃被赶出了伊甸园。
Now there is a great distance between God and His creation.
神和人之间，神和他所造的这个人之间出现了裂痕，很大的距离。
Genesis 6 is going to tell us that man becomes so evil that God is sorry he created them.
在这个创世纪第六章讲到人是如此的败坏以至于神后悔造人。
But he still doesn't give up on us.
但是神并没有放弃。
And so I want you to move from the Garden of Eden to a desert.
所以我们从这里从这个伊甸园挪到了这个旷野。
Moses is leading thousands of people through the wilderness.
那摩西带着成千上百万人去在这个旷野里行走。
Exodus 13, verse 21, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud.
在出埃及记十三章二十一节，日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路。
And by night in a pillar of fire to give them light.
夜间在火柱中光照他们。
God says to his people, I want to be near you.
神对他的百姓说，我想跟你靠近你。
As you travel through the desert, I'm going to be right in front of you, leading the way.
在你们经历这个旷野的时候，我就在你们的前面给你们领路。
And so ahead of them is this cloud that leads them.
所以在他们前面有这个云柱火柱带领。
When it moves, they follow. When it stops, they stop.
所以当云柱火柱行进的时候，他们就行进；停下来的时候，他们就停下来。
At night, the cloud becomes a fire. Whenever they look, they can see God is there.
在晚上的时候，这个云柱就变成了火柱，他们只要一抬头就能够看到神就在那里。
He doesn't say to them, "You go to Canaan." He says, "I will go with you."
他并没有说你们到迦南去，他说我跟你们一起去。
Israel has been in Egypt for 400 years.
以色列人已经在埃及住了四百年。
For 400 years, they've seen the Egyptian gods, but Jehovah is nowhere to be found.
在这四百年里，他们看到的全都是埃及人的神，但是没有看到耶和华。
They have served as slaves. They've cried out to him, and they feel like he's forgotten them.
他们在那里做奴隶做了四百年，他们向耶和华呼求。耶和华神呼求了四百年，就感到好像神已经抛弃了他们一样。
But now God is with them.
但此时此刻，神和他们在一起。
I can imagine in the middle of the night, a father begins to worry.
那我可以想象，就是说，也可能在夜间的时候，有一个父亲开始有所担心。
We're out here in the desert.
我们现在在这个荒无人烟的旷野中。
Moses says that God sent us here.
那摩西说是神差我们来的。
Moses says that God was in a burning bush and talked to him.
摩西说这个神在一个这个着火的荆棘中跟他说话。
What if Moses is just crazy?
那这摩西脑子会不会有问题啊？
Are my children going to die in the desert because I listened to a man who had a hallucination?
那这摩西要是脑子有问题，我傻乎乎的把孩子带到这个旷野中，他们要在这儿饿死了怎么办？
But in the middle of the night, he can step to the entrance of his tent.
可是在半夜的时候，他就可以起身来走到帐篷外，抬头去看。没有，不是摩西有毛病，并不是一个梦。神就在那里，我能够看到。
It's impressive. It's beautiful.
这个是让人印象很深的。
God is leading His people through the desert.
神就这样带领他的百姓经过了旷野。
But God is still out there.
但是神还是离他们远远的。
And he's not satisfied because he wants to be closer to his people.
神并不满意这样，因为他想跟他的百姓更亲近。
And so we go to Exodus 19.
所以我们会看到在出埃及记第十九
章。We're in front of Mount Sinai.
这个时候他们到了西乃山。
And the Lord said to Moses, verse 10, go to the people and consecrate them.
19章第十节，耶和华又对摩西说，你往百姓那里去，叫他们今天明天自洁。
For on the third day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people.
因为第三天耶和华要在众百姓眼前降临在西乃山上。
They're there and on the mountain is God.
他们就在那儿，然后神就在山上。
Lightning is flashing, peals of thunder.
然后那个时候电闪雷鸣。
God is there talking to Moses.
神就在山上跟摩西说话。
He gives the law because he loves his people and he wants to show them how to walk with him.
那他也就在那里，神给了摩西他的律法，因为他爱他的百姓，他要让他们知道怎么才能跟他在一起相交。
But he's still out there.
可是他仍然是远远的。
There's a border put around the mountain.
那个时候在山的四围还有界限。
Only Moses is allowed to go up there.
只有摩西能够上去。
It's better than being separated from God.
这个已经比跟神完全分离要好了。
But it's not enough.
但是还不够好。
Because God doesn't want to be on a mountain.
因为神并不想只是自己在山上。
With his people over here looking at him.
而他的百姓远远的看着而已。
We go to Exodus 33.
那我们继续往下到出埃及记第33章。
We're back in the camp with the people.
那回到百姓的营地。
And it says verse 7, Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp.
第七节讲到摩西素常将帐篷支搭在营外，离营却远。
Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people would rise up and stand at his tent door and watch Moses until he had gone into the tent.
当摩西出营到会幕去的时候，百姓就都起来，各自站在自己帐篷的门口，望着摩西，只等到他进了会幕。
God has Moses build this beautiful tent.
那这个摩西，神让摩西造这个会幕，很美的一个。
It's outside the camp.
但是是在营地外面。
When Moses goes out there, everyone stands and watches.
那摩西去到那里的时候，大家都站在门口看着他。
Moses is talking to God.
摩西在跟神讲话。
They can give their request to Moses and he will take it to the tent.
他们可以把他们的诉求交给摩西，摩西就会带给神。
God is closer than he's ever been.
摩西，神已经离他们很近了，从来没有这么近过。
It's better than a cloud or a mountain out there.
已经比云柱、火柱或者是山上的神更近了。
But God isn't satisfied to be in a tent.Outside the camp.
但是还不够，神不愿意说他自己远离这个营地，在外面。
And so in Numbers chapter 2, the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron.
在民数记第二章的时候，耶和华跟摩西和亚伦说，
The people of Israel shall camp, each by his own standard.
以色列人要各归自己的道下。
They shall camp facing the tent of meeting on every side.
在本族的旗号那里，对着会幕的四围安营。
I should have brought some kind of a map to put up here.
我应该带一个这个什么图来给你看。
But if you can imagine the 12 tribes,
那你可以想象一下这个十二个支派。
They're all camping with the face of their tent towards the middle of the camp.
然后他们每一个扎营的时候，他们的这个面向中心。
And the tent that had been outside is now right in the middle.
那以前那个离营很远的那个会幕，现在被搬到这个营地的正中间。
Every time they walk out of their tent, they are looking, they are seeing the tabernacle.
所以每次他们一出门，看到的就是那个会幕。
God now lives right in the center of the camp.
那现在神的居所就在这个他们的营地的正中间。
He's no longer out in a cloud or on a mountain.
他已经不是远远的在云柱、火柱里，或者是在山上了。
No longer is he outside the camp.
也不在营地之外。
Now he's right here.
他现在就在这里。
They can see the tent.
他们每一个人都能看到这个会幕。
Later the tent will become a temple.
那后来这个会幕就变成了这个圣殿。
It will be a beautiful, beautiful building where God lives among his people.
是非常一个非常宏伟的一个建筑，然后神跟他的百姓在一起。
It will be so important to Israel.
对以色列来说，圣殿是如此的重要。
That no matter where you live,
不管你住，所以以色列人不管住在哪里。
If you're a Jew, when you go to Jerusalem,
如果你是犹太人的话，你要到耶路撒冷去。
You say, I am going up.To Jerusalem, because that's where God is.
所以你总是说我要上到耶路撒冷去，因为那是神所在的地方。
You could live in the north of Israel.
你可以住在以色列北边。
up on Mount Hermon,
是在这个禾门山上,
and you would travel down the mountain,
然后你是下山来,
south for days,
往南走, 走几天,
and if someone said, where are you going? You would say, I am going up to Jerusalem.
那如果有人问你, 你要去哪儿的话, 你还是会说, 我要上,
because that's where God was. That was the center of the nation.
因为那是神所在的地方，那是这个国家的中心。
Three times a year, people would travel to Jerusalem to the temple.
一年三次，人们会从各地赶到耶路撒冷去。
It was the highlight of the year.
这是一年中最重要的日期。
A wonderful, wonderful time.
一个非常特别喜庆的日子。
Every Jew was proud of this building, this place.
因为每一个犹太人都为这个圣殿而感到骄傲和自豪。
This is where God lives.
这是神的居所。
But God isn't satisfied with that.
可是这还不够，神并不满意。
It's better than a cloud, a mountain.
已经比这个云柱火柱比山比这个远在山上要好。
It's better than a tent outside of the camp.
也比在这个营地之外的会幕要好。
But you can only go a few times a year.
可是一年你也只能去几次而已。
And what about those of us who aren't Jewish and don't live in Israel?
那那些不是犹太人的呢？那些不住在以色列的呢？
God wants to be closer to his people than the destination on a pilgrimage.
神要希望能够亲近每一个人，不仅仅是说在朝圣的时候才亲近。
And so we move from this grand temple.
所以我们又从这个宏伟的圣殿
to a very simple shelter.
到了一个很简陋的一个地方。
Maybe a cave where they kept the animals.
有可能是个山洞，是一个这个让这个牲畜住的地方。
Nothing elaborate.
一点都不豪华。
There's a baby in a manger.
有一个在马槽里的婴儿。
And listen to what Matthew says about this baby.
那马太是怎么描述这个孩子的呢？
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
说必有童女怀孕生子。
And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
Which means,
以马内利翻出来就是
God with us.
神与我们同在。
The Almighty God has stepped down from heaven to be born as one of us.
全能的神离开了他的天上的座位 来到世间而成为一个婴儿像我们每一个人的样子活着。
He's no longer in a cloud or on a mountain.
出生在这个世上他不再在云柱火柱里
或者
在山上。
He's no longer in a tent outside the camp.
他也不在营外的会幕里。
He's no longer in the tabernacle in the middle of the camp.
甚至不在这个在中间的会幕里。
He's no longer in this grand temple.
也不在这个宏伟的圣殿里。
He is God.With us.
神与我们同在。
My favorite part of the Christmas story.
我最喜欢的这个圣诞节的故事是这样的。
Is when Mary and Joseph take the baby to the temple to be dedicated.
是当玛利亚和约瑟带着耶稣要在去把它献在圣殿里的时候。
There's an old man there, Simeon. I love Simeon.
在那里有一个老人，他叫做西缅。
Every mother who comes to the temple with her new baby.
那这个老人家西缅呢 每当有妈妈带着孩子到这个圣殿里来的时候
says,
他就这个老人家就会跑出来说让我看看你的孩子 看一眼说不是
Mother's thing What was that?
这妈妈就很糊涂这什么意思嘛
But today
可是这一天
Let me see your baby
当西缅说让我看看你的孩子的时候
He starts to smile
他就看到孩子以后，他就满脸的笑容。他抱着孩子，然后把他举高高的。说：“因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。”
Listen to this, a light for the Gentiles.
他是这么说的：“是照亮外邦人的光。”
And for glory for your people Israel.
又是你民以色列的荣耀。
This is Emmanuel.
这就是。以马内利。
God is with us and we have seen his glory.
神与我们同在我们看到了他的荣耀。
John chapter 1 describes it this way.
约翰福音第一章是这么说的。
The word was made flesh.
道成了肉身。
And dwelt among us.
住在我们中间。
And we beheld his glory.
我们也见过他的荣光。
Now that word dwell there is a wonderful word.
这个住在这个字是非常美好的一个字眼。
In Greek. And the only reason I know this is someone else told me.
在希腊文里不是我知道是别人告诉我的。
I'm no scholar.
我也不是一个希腊文的学者。
But I love this and so I hope I'm right.
所以我也但是我很喜欢这个所以我希望我这个是对的。
Don't worry, I checked it with someone smarter than me.
我已经确认过确实是。
This word
住在这个希腊文的字在这个字眼是在旧约里当这个所谓在会幕中是同样一个字
John took the word that was tabernacle
那这个约翰就用这个在会幕中这个字
turned it into a verb
然后把它变成一个动词
and said God made his tabernacle among us
就变成了说神在我们中间搭了一个帐篷一个会幕
What God did in the Old Testament tent tabernacle
所以就在旧约当中他这个会幕搭在这个营地当中的这个会幕
He now is doing in a person
那现在他在做的是在亲自来
Just as they looked at the tabernacle and said there is God
所以旧约当中当以色列人看到这个会幕的时候就说神就在那里
There is where God's glory lives.
那个就是神的荣耀的所在
Now when they saw Jesus Christ, they were seeing God's glory.
在新约里当人们看到耶稣的时候就看到同样的景象就看到神住在那里然后神的荣耀就在那里
No longer is he in one building or one tent.
神已经不仅仅是在一个建筑物当中了
Now he is a person walking among us.
神在一个在一个神就是成了一个人，他在我们当中行走。
You see, even when the tabernacle was in the middle of the tent,
你知道，即便是在会幕在这个营地当中的时候
，You and I could never walk in there.
这个普通百姓，你跟我是不能够进去的。
Only the Levites could be in the tabernacle.
只有利未人能够进到会幕当中。
Only the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies.
只有大祭司才能到至圣所。
And he could only enter the Holy of Holies once a year.
而一年才能去一次而已。
But now,
可是现在
God is tabernacling among us.
神在我们中间搭了一个帐篷。
Ordinary people.
就是每一个普通的人。
For 3 years, he's going to walk the roads with other people.
这三年当中，耶稣就在那些普通人当中。
He's going to hold children.
他还抱着孩子。
He's going to speak to crowds.
然后跟众人说话。
He's going to heal the sick. He's going to raise the dead.
他也医治那些有病的人，然后甚至使死人复活。
Lepers, sinners can touch him.
麻风病人、罪人都可以摸到他。
They would have been killed if they walked into the temple.
如果曾经是在旧约的那个会幕的话，这些人都会死掉的。
But now God is with us.
可是这个时候，神亲自在我们当中。
And a sinner,
而作为一个罪人
can step up and talk to him.
可以到他的面前来跟他讲话。
It's wonderful.
这是多么奇妙的事情。
But it's not enough.
可还是不够。
Because you see, only a few thousand people. We'll see and touch him.
因为耶稣在世的这些年，只有几千个人能够看到他，听到他。
Only people who lived in Palestine during those few years will see him.
只有那几年当中住在巴勒斯坦那个地方的人才能够看到他。
Even if you and I take a jet and fly to Israel, we're still not going to see him. It's too late.
我们现在坐飞机去以色列的话也看不到了，因为已经太晚了。
And so Jesus says something to his disciples.
所以耶稣那个时候对他的门徒说过这样的话
that they cannot understand.
他说这话的时候他们并不明白
John 14 I will ask the Father
约翰福音十四章十六节我要求父
and he will give you another helper
父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师
to be with you forever
叫他永远与你们同在
and at the end of the verse he says for he dwells with you and will be in you
因为在这一节最后说，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
How long will he be with you?
他跟你们在一起要多会能有多长时间
Not 3 years,
不是三年
but forever.
是永远。
How close will he be?
跟你有多近呢
Not in Palestine.
不是在巴勒斯坦。
He will be in you.
而是要在你们里面。
He will dwell in you.
他要住在你们里面。
And here is a different word for dwell.
这个在你们里面这个住在又是一个不同的字了。
This word is not a word from a tent, a tabernacle.
这个不是说在你们众人当中搭帐篷。
This word means to make his residence in you.
而是说把他的住所放在你的心里。
To live in you.
就是说住在你的心里。
And the disciples hear that.
这些门徒听了这个话
they think that's impossible.
不能理解怎么可能呢
God lives in a cloud.
神是在云柱当中的神
God lives on a mountain.
是在这个山上的烈火当中的神
God lives in the temple.
神是住在圣殿里的神
We can even believe that God lives in this beautiful personthat we have seen for the last 3 years.
我们甚至能够相信说神住在耶稣这么一个完美的人的里边然后我们这三年一直跟他在一起。
But God living in us?
神住在我们里面?
No.
不可能的。
Peter looks over at Thomas.
那彼得看着多马。
And he thinks.
他心里怎么想?
God living in negative, pessimistic Thomas?
神住在这么一个全是负能量整天都是悲观主义的多马里面怎么可能
I don't think so.
不可能
John looks at Peter
那约翰看着彼得
God is not going to live in a big mouth arrogant person like that
神怎么可能住在这么一个又傲慢嘴巴又大的人里面不行
But Jesus says
但是耶稣说
I'm going to send my spirit
我要差我的圣灵来
And he's going to live in you
他要住在你们里面永远
And so we come to Acts 2
所以当我们到了使徒行传的时候
And when the day of Pentecost arrived they were all together in one place
五旬节到了门徒都聚集在一处
And there came a sound from heaven
忽然从天上有响声下来
Like a mighty wind
好像一阵大风吹过
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit
然后他们就都被圣灵充满。
No longer is he in a cloud or on a mountain.
不再是在山上，在云柱里。
No longer is he in the temple.
也不在圣殿里。
No longer is he even limited to the person of Jesus Christ.
甚至不再只仅仅是在耶稣基督身上。
He is now in his people.
现在他就住在他的百姓的里面。
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就都被圣灵充满。
But you might think that's nice.
你可能说，嗯，听上去是不错。
I wish I had been there.
那我要在当时在那儿就好了。
But that's 2,000 years ago.
那已经是2,000年前的事了。
But listen to what Paul says to us today.
可是你要知道，保罗对我们现在的人是怎么说的
？That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith.
使耶稣基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
That you, that's us.
这个你们就是我们。
That you may be filled.With all the fullness of God.
便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
It's not just for those 120 people in the upper room.
不是在就是五旬节那个大屋里的120个人而已。
He says all of us can have that promise of being filled with His Spirit.
我们所有人都可以领受到神的这个圣灵充满的应许。
And of all the words, because he uses this word dwell again.
那他又用到了这个住在里。
This is a different one.
But
the first one that I showed you was about a tabernacle.
第一个你记得我们讲到是说在我们中间搭帐篷。
The second one meant to move in.
第二个是说要住搬进来住在里面。
But this word is to be completely at home.
那这个住在里面是说要在这里完全的成为他的家。
To move in, to set up house, and to say.This is mine.
搬进来，把一切布置好，说这是我的家。
He's completely at home.
圣灵在我们的里面就是像回到家一样。
He's not going to move out.
他不会搬出去了。
He's here.
他就要在这儿永远的住下来。
But it also means, and you have to understand this.
他当然也意味着另外一方面，你要记得。
Because if he's completely at home,
如果他把这里当家的话
，we like that idea.
我们可能会觉得很好。
But if he's completely at home, it means he's in charge.
但是不要忘了，把这儿当家的意思就是说他也说了算。
Because it is now his house.
因为这是他的房子，他的居所了。
And he can do with it whatever he wants.
所以他可以想做什么就做什么。
You see, I was in China.
我在中国。
And everyone is very nice.
每一个人都很热情，很好。
I think I enjoy going there because everyone treats me like, you know, I'm really special.
我很喜欢去那儿，因为大家都对我特别的。
I know better.
因为我，但是我知道。
But you know, it's nice for 4 weeks to act like that.
那但是有那么四个星期，感觉自己是一个被人非常重视，人也很好。
But everywhere I went,
不管我去到哪里，
they will say,
他们就这么跟我说。
Be at home.
就别客气啊，就当自己的家一样。
Make this your...
你就不要客气，想怎么。
And they kind of mean it.
他们当然是这个意思。
But really.
但是我真的能这么做吗？
If in the middle of the night they had woken up,
如果半夜他们忽然惊醒了，
and they hear this banging,
听见这个咚咚咚的敲墙的声音，
what are you doing?
他们就会来查看说你在干嘛呢？
I don't like this wall here.
我说 这个墙我不喜欢。
And you said, make yourself at home.
你说的别客气，就当自己家一样。
So I'm tearing down this wall.
我打算把这墙拆了。
I would have learned they did not mean make yourself at home.
那个时候我就知道这个所谓把这个当你自己的家并不是字面的意思。
Because I was there as a guest.
因为我明明只是客人而已。
But,
但是
when he comes and dwells in our heart,
当圣灵来住在我们心里的时候，
it means he has full authority.
确实就意味着说他有完全的主权。
He can tear down a wall if he chooses.
如果他真的不喜欢那个墙，他就可以把它拆掉。
He can say to us,
他可以对我们这样说，
I was looking through your library.
我在看你那些书。
You've got some magazines that I really don't want in my library.
你有些杂志我并不喜欢。
I want you to get rid of those.
我希望你把它拿掉。
I was looking over your shoulder as you were working on your computer.
你在这个电脑上的时候，我也看了一下。
And you've got some website shortcuts that I really don't want in my house.
你去的某些网站，我也不愿意出现在我的家里。
So I want you to delete those.
所以我想让你把它们删掉。
And you know, there are some television programs I really don't want on my house.
而有些这个电视节目，我也不希望出现在我的家里。
And if He is dwelling in my heart.
如果他就是住在我的心里的话，
if he is completely at home,
如果他就把这里当成自己的家的话，
I won't say to him,
我不会对他说，
This is my house.
这是我的家。
And I will read what I want.
我想看什么看什么。
I will watch what I want to watch.
什么想看什么节目看什么节目。
No. He is.Completely at home.
不是的，他要完全的把这里当家。
It's his.
这是他的地方。
And that means sometimes I'm going to be talking on my phone.
也就是意味着说，有的时候我在打电话。
And all of a sudden he's going to say.
那忽然他就会对我讲。我并不喜欢你说的这些话。你是在这个。
Now if he's a guest.I can say, excuse me, this is my phone.
你如果他只是一个客人的话，你会说你别管，这是我的事儿，我在打电话。
Go back to your room, read your book.
去回你自己屋去读你自己的书。
I'm on the phone right now.
我在打电话呢。
But if he's dwelling in my heart,
但是如果他是真的是住在我的心里，
if he has all authority,
如果他是有完全的主权，
that means when he says,
也就是说，当他说不行的时候，我不愿意你这样讲话的时候，我要怎么回答？说好，因为这是你的家，是你的电话。
It may mean for a husband,
也可能对于一个先生来说。
As I am explaining very well to my wife why she's wrong,
那当我在耐心地跟我的太太解释说为什么她是错了的时候，
that he might say,
也可能神就会，圣灵就会对我说，
I want my house to be filled with love and kindness.
你知道吗？我希望我的这个家是一个充满了爱和这个温柔的地方。
And so I want you to say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say.
所以在不是对他讲我是多么对，而是要跟他说对不起，我错了。
And if
如果他只是一个客人的话，
I can say,
那我就可以说，
Don't interrupt my conversation.
你不要打断我们俩之间的谈话。
I'm explaining to my wife why she's wrong.
我在跟我太太讲她错了。
And it's rude for you to interrupt.
你这样打断我是很不礼貌的。
But if he is dwelling in my heart,
但是当他住在我的里面，
if it's his house,
如果这是他的家，
he has every right,
他有完全有权利
to say, I want that change.
说我要你有所改变。
And I want you to understand something that when he does that,
我要让你知道说当他这样做的时候，
he's doing it not because he wants to be hard on us.
他的目的不是说让你的日子不好过。
Not because he's a giant bully in the sky who's trying to make us miserable.
不是一个这么一个大巨人在天上好像就是让我们不舒服才行。
But because he knows what is best for us.
因为他知道什么对我们是最好的。
And he is working to transform us into his image.
而他的工作就是要让我们能够变得更像他。
You see, sometimes we think, I like this.
有的时候我们说，可是我喜欢这样。
But it's something that's not good for us.
可是这件事情对我们并没有好处。
And he loves us enough.
然后他如此的爱我们。
To say no.
所以他能够对我们说不要，不可以说我们喜欢的事情对我们并没有好处。那几个星期之前，我读到一个文章，讲到一个父亲。
Who said he was outside working in his yard and his little girl was with him？
那他说他在外面这个花园里工作的时候，他的这个小女儿跟着他。
Two or three-year-old little girl，
可能也就两三岁的样子。
And all of a sudden she comes to him and she says, "Daddy, look at what I found. It's so pretty."
然后这个小孩子就拿忽然就过来跟他手里捧着个东西说爸爸爸爸你看我找到一个这么亮晶晶的东西多好看呢那手里拿的是一个什么是一个刀片
And he said, I knew if I said, drop that.
那这个父亲说我知道如果我说把它丢了 那个小女孩可能反而会一把把它抓得更紧所以他就这样跟孩子说说真的是很漂亮那能不能给我看看你愿意把它给我吗所以小女孩就伸手给他然后这个爸爸就把刀片拿开那我当读到这个时候我就在想我们在这个世界上所看到的那些事情我们觉得非常美好我们就想抓住它那我们有这个天上的天父 他是爱我们的
to say, that's not for your good.
就像那个父亲一样就会说这个对你不好
Give it to me.
把它给我吧
And he does it out of love.
他这样做的目的是出于爱
God wants to be so close to us.
神那么想亲近我们
So much at home.
能够像在自己的家里一样
That he lives with us.
他是心甘情愿地住在我们里面
he guides our life,
然后为我们的生活做指导
he's completely at home.
能够 在自己的家里完全就像在自己的家里完全做主一样
But let me show you one more picture.
那我再给你描述一个图画
Move from this world,
我们从这个世界
the hurt,
那些伤害
the ugliness at times,
那些所有的丑陋
to a city that is like a beautiful garden,
我们就要到一个这个城市就像那个最开始那个美丽的花园一样
Everything is perfect.
在这里一切都是完美的
It's just like the Garden of Eden.
就好像最初的伊甸园一样
Beautiful trees.
然后有美丽的树
This city has golden streets.
金色的街道
Walls that protect us.
然后有城墙只保护每一个人
But the most wonderful thing about the city is this, Revelation 22.
但是在这个城里最奇妙的是什么呢是在启示录里二十二章讲到
They will see his face
他们要见他的面
Finally
终于
God will have the relationship with us
神要跟
that he wants
他的孩子有他所渴望的那种关系
The separation that came because of sin is gone
罪所带来的分离终于不在了
Adam and Eve walked in the garden and looked at God face to face.
就像亚当和夏娃当初在这个伊甸园里跟神可以面对面一样。
And Revelation says,
在启示录里。
That if we will allow him to do in our life what he wants to do,
如果我们允许他在我们的生活中做他想要做的事情的时候。
If we will let him draw close to us as he wants to,
如果我们允许他能够跟我们亲近就像他所渴望的那样。
The day will come.
终于有一天
when once again,
我们可以再一次的
we will look at him,
我们能够
face to face.
见他的面
we will be back to what he wanted from the very beginning.
我们就能够回到他最初所创造的所渴望的样子
This morning I've tried to show you God's desire to be close to us.
我今天早上讲的这个主题就是神的这个要靠近我们的愿望
But I want to finish by asking you to think.
但是我想在结束的时候让你思考一个问题。
Where are you in this picture?
在我所描述的这一系列的图画中你是在哪里呢
Are you like Adam and Eve?
你是像亚当和夏娃那样吗
Trying to hide from God.
想要躲避神的面。
Guilty and ashamed because of sin.
因为这个罪疚和这个自责因为罪的缘故。
If so, the good news is,
如果是这样的话我有好消息给你。
God wants to be closer to you than that. He doesn't want you to hide.
神不想让你躲藏，神想让你有更，神想跟你有更亲近的关系。
Maybe you feel like the people at the base of the mountain.
也可能你感觉像那些在西乃山下的百姓一样。
God's there, but he really feels very distant.
神虽然在那里，但是离我很远。
You see him, you worship him, you honor him.
你看见他了，你也那个敬拜他，你也崇敬他。
But you feel like he's there and I'm here.
可是他高高在上，我在这里。
If so, I want you to know this morning that God wants to be closer than that to you.
如果是这样，我想告诉你说，神渴望比跟你更亲近。
Maybe you feel like the people of Israel.
也可能你
come to the temple.
也可能你像那些去圣殿的以色列人一样。
They come to the temple and they feel like, ah, I mean God's.
你他们到了圣殿会说啊我们终于来到了神的面前
And it's wonderful
真的是很不错
But then they go home
可是他们还是要回家的
And in the everyday world
然后在这个每日的生活当中
He seems far away
他又离我们远了
And maybe once a week you come to church
你是一个星期来一次教会
And for an hour and a half
大概有一个小时一个半小时的时间你说哎呀真好啊又到了神的面前
nice.
真不错
Tomorrow is Monday
可是明天就是礼拜一了
You go back to the real world
又要回到这个现实生活中
And it just doesn't seem to be the same as Sunday morning
这跟礼拜天早上的感觉就完全不一样了
I want you to know
我想让你知道
That God wants to be completely at home In your life.
神想在你的生活中就像在自己的家里一样
That yes, Sunday is wonderful
是的星期天是很美好
But so is Monday
但是礼拜一也应该是这样的
Because he's still in charge
因为他仍然在做主在掌
权 He's still at home
他仍然在你的里边把那里当成家
Because that's what God's goal is for every one of us
因为神对我们每一个人的目标都是这样的
Genesis tells us about a man by the name of Enoch.
在这个创世纪里讲到有一个人叫做以诺。
And it says that Enoch walked with God.
以诺与神同行。
And God took him.
然后神就把他接走了。
Now I've heard wonderful sermons.
我听过很多关于这个这段故事。
That describe how dramatic all of that was.
这个的讲到就讲好像是一个很神奇的一个事情。
And it may have been.
有可能是这样的。
But I think.
但是我觉得呢。
Enoch was like us.
以诺就跟我们一样。
And he just talked with God.
他就是跟神沟通。
He spent time with God.
他花时间跟神在一起。
God was completely at home with him.
神跟他在一起就是把那里就当家。
He was completely at home with God.
那他也是跟神在一起。
And as they're
就像家里。所以他们是同行。
One day God.
那有一天神就可能就说要不然你今天就跟我走吧。没有什么特别的。
It was just the natural result of walking with God.
不是一个戏剧化的转变，而是每天跟神同行最后带来的结果，很自然的。
God wants to be close to us.
神想跟我们亲近。
Thursday, a friend asked me if I could go with him to breakfast tomorrow morning.
那礼拜四的时候，有一个朋友问我说，礼拜五早上愿不愿意跟他一起吃早餐？
We're good friends.
我们关系很好。
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to have breakfast.
所以第二天早上我要跟他吃早餐。
I'm not going to get up 3 hours early.
我不会说提前三个小时起床。
Dress in my best clothes.
梳洗打扮一番，穿上最好的衣服。
Try to find a few hairs to comb.
然后在脑袋上把所有能梳的头发都梳到。
You really shouldn't laugh.
不要嘲笑我。
Make a list of topics to talk about.
然后写一个备忘录，我要跟他谈什么事情。我不会这样做的。
I'm gonna get up at my regular time.
就是普通的时间，该什么时候起什么时候起。
Throw on my regular clothes.
就是随便找个衣服穿。
Comb both of my hairs.
梳那两根头发。
Oh, did I laugh?
不该笑的。
We'll have breakfast with a friend.
然后就去跟他吃饭了。
And we'll talk about whatever comes up.
想起什么就聊什么。
Why?
为什么呢？因为我认识他。因为我们是朋友。那你能够想象吗？
That is exactly the kind of relationship that God wants to have with you.
神跟想要的跟你就是这样的关系。
That you get up in the morning.
你早上起来。
And you pour your cup of coffee. I hope you pour a cup of coffee.
你倒一杯咖啡。
And you say, God.
你就说神呢。
I'd like to talk to you.
我想跟你说两句。
I'd like to hear your word.
我想听到你的话。
And you spend time with
him. 你就这样跟他简简单单的花时间。
And later in the day,
那可能到后来。
He says, you know, I'd like for you to do this.
晚一点的时候，有可能他说我想让你这样做。
Remember this morning you read.
那你记得今天早上你读圣经的时候。
I said to you.
我是这样跟你说的。
Let the words of your mouth.
让你嘴里所说的话。
Be pleasing and good words.
是这个是造就人的。
So I'd like for you to not talk about that.
所以我不希望你说谈这样的话题，能不能换一个话题？
You say, okay, God. Yeah, we were talking about this morning.
对，你就想说，对对对，是今天早上刚说过的。
And you just very simply.
所以很简单，你就转换话题。
Let him guide your life.
让他来指引你的生活。
And you go to bed that night.
那天晚上你睡觉的时候。你跟神说，谢谢你，为今天感谢你。那 ，sorry。
I usually lay here and worry most of the night.
很多时候我躺在床上的时候，就会脑子里有很多操心的事情。
But you're going to be up anyway.
但是神，你不会睡觉的。
So I'll just go ahead and sleep.
那还是我先睡觉好了。
Thank you for a good day.
感谢你有美好的一天。
God wants to walk with us.
神想要和我们同行
in a very simple,
是一个很简单的
and natural way,
很自然的关系
but it requires,
但是是有要求的
that I say God,
就是说我要对神说
you can dwell in my heart,
你可以住在我的心里
you're in charge,
你来做主
you're completely at home,
你可以完全把这里当自己的家
and that kind of life,
而这样的生活
brings a kind of joyful ease,
就会给你带来一个非常自然的平安
that you've never had,
是你从前所没有过的
as long as I'm trying to run it.
如果你总是想要自己抓住自己来做主的话
that's what God wants for every one of us.
神要我们的就是这样的生活交给我们我们一起来祷告
Dear God, would you give us hearts that belong completely to you?
亲爱的神，就求你赐给我们完全属于你的心。
Hearts that are completely surrendered to you.
完完全全降服在你面前的心。
That you will be completely at home in our heart.
而你在我们的心里是完全的做主。
That you will truly be a friend that we walk with.
你就是那位真正与我们同行的朋友。
That we love.
是我们所爱的。
Not someone we come to see on Sunday.
不是我们礼拜天来才来见一面的。
Someone who lives in us.
而是那位住在我们里面的。
That shines through our life day by day.
然后在我们的生活的每一日都能够发出光来。
You love us in that way.
你那样的爱我们。
Would you help us to love you that way?
你能不能求你也能帮助我们如此的爱你。
Give us that deep love for you.
让我们能够心里能够发出深沉的爱你。
I pray in Jesus' name.